Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, happy Trinity Sunday. Okay, I'm going to guess you're thinking one of two things right now. First, you might be wondering what's the proper response when somebody says Happy Trinity Sunday. I mean, do you just say the same thing back? Is it like Merry Christmas and then you say Merry Christmas back? Or is it like an Easter and the response is different? Like, Christ is risen! He's risen indeed! Right? How do you respond to Happy Trinity Sunday? Honestly, I don't know. Right? But that's one possibility of what you might be thinking. But chances are pretty good you're thinking the second option. And that is, who cares? If you don't really care that today's Trinity Sunday, then I don't blame you. Because this is kind of a weird day. Right? It's not like Christmas or Easter that at least our culture knows about. It's not even like Transfiguration or Ascension, which at least focus on some event in Jesus' life. No, Trinity Sunday is, as some people like to say, the only day on the church calendar that focuses on a doctrine, which for most of us is kind of boring. Honestly, sometimes we see Trinity Sunday as like one of those holidays on the calendar that's really important to some people, but the rest of us just don't care. It's kind of like Arbor Day. Right, I know that's got something to do with trees, but I don't even know when it is. Right, anybody know when Arbor Day is? Sweetie.
It's a day to celebrate the earth and plant trees to help
nature. But like, anybody know when it is?
It's in April.
April? Okay, see, I didn't even know that. Right? When was the last time you did something to celebrate Arbor Day? Right? I mean, for Memorial Day, people at least visit grave sites and have a cookout, right? There are certain holidays that many of us just don't pay attention to. Trinity Sunday kind of feels like one of them.
The best part about Trinity Sunday is that we get to sing Holy, Holy, Holy.
Yeah, we can sing Holy, Holy, Holy on Trinity Sunday, right? See, there's one way to celebrate it. I think a lot of our confusion with this day has to do with the fact that the Trinity is just confusing. We say we worship one God, but we also say that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at the same time, which logically doesn't really make sense. Is it one God or three gods? Maybe it's like how H2O can be ice, water, and steam. Or the petals of a three-leaf clover. Or how the sun is still the sun but produces heat and light. Or something else like that. But that's the problem with the Trinity. There's no good metaphor to describe it. All of the metaphors people have come off with all veer off into some kind of heresy. So then why even bother with it? I mean, really, do any of you lose sleep at night trying to figure out how God is one and three at the same time? Mark? Yeah, you do? Yeah, I don't. I'll admit that, I don't. Right? I'm not saying that God as Trinity isn't important. It's very important. What I mean is that we don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it. So when Trinity Sunday rolls around again, it doesn't really stir much emotion in us. Except maybe apathy or boredom. That's because we tend to spend our time thinking about everyday stuff. Things like relationships and money and what are we going to have for dinner and what's going on in the world, stuff like that, right? Why in the world should we even care about the Trinity? Well, because the triune God cares about us. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true. Right, let's look at it this way. You know there are plenty of problems in the world. You also know there are plenty of problems in your own heart. You know the worries and fears that actually keep you up at night. Our world seems to be a far cry from what we heard about in our first reading today. Right? That's the famous creation story from Genesis 1. That's where we hear about God creating everything, putting it all in order, looking at it all and saying it was good. But when we look at the world today, I don't imagine we think it was good. Yes, there are still good things happening, but sometimes you gotta really look for them. Because our world of violence and pain and suffering is clearly not what God intended. So then what? Right? Do we just live in our broken world and think God's intention is never met? Do we think that our lives are completely separate from what we hear about in Scripture? Do we think our everyday worries and problems have no connection to the triune God? Well, maybe we do think that. But it's not true. When we read Scripture, we hear that God loves us so much, even with all of our worries and problems and pains and doubts and struggles, that God will not abandon us or give up on us. Or I could say, God loves you so much that God will not give up or abandon you either. Now, I know you've heard that before, but think about it. In Christ, the God of all creation says that nothing, not even sin and death, can separate us from God's love. Nothing happening in the world, no tragedy on the news, no pain or worry in your own heart can stop God from wanting to be in relationship with you. And that same God stirs within you like your very breath, empowering you to share this good news with others. This God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, comes to create us, save us, and make us into God's people. That's amazing. Right, in our world, there are so many people who dismiss you and ignore you. There are so many people who don't care about you, or who only pay attention to you because they want something from you. But God, the one who created the world back in Genesis, who gave the world new life through the death and resurrection of Christ, the one who continues to recreate this world today by the Holy Spirit, this God loves you and treasures you and is in relationship with you. This famous creation story is wonderful all by itself. But what's even more wonderful is that it's simply the beginning of an epic adventure. one full of real life struggles and emotions and pain, but also the real life story of God's faithfulness and grace and love for you. So on Trinity Sunday, we don't just celebrate some doctrine of the church. No, we celebrate that this God who creates and saves and makes us holy is all about relationships. Right? I mean, that's what the Trinity is about. God's very nature is relational. And this relational God will do whatever it takes to be in relationship with us. To be in relationship with you. And today is actually a really great day for us to celebrate that. Because in just a moment, we'll welcome Jasper and Amelia and Kathleen as new members here at St. Paul. We will welcome them into relationship. Not only with us, but into our relationship with God. As our mission statement says, it's all about loving God, loving neighbor. It's all about relationships. Plus, today we'll get to celebrate our relationship with God and each other as we listen to the kids' puppet show at lunch. As they tell the story of the Ark of the Covenant, we'll be reminded of the God who travels with us, no matter where our journey takes us. So Trinity Sunday may sound like a confusing day that nobody really cares about. But in fact, it's a day to remember that the God who created the world also created us too. The same God who separated light and dark, who set the sun and moon in their places, who created the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, this God thought the world needed St. Paul Lutheran Church too. That's cool. This God thought the world needed us as a community. And you as an individual. So that we can share those loving relationships with others. You are an intentional part of God's creation. That's pretty awesome. So rather than looking at this day and thinking, so what? We can look at this day, look at our amazing God, look at our world and what God is up to, and say, and it was good. In the name of the one who is God's love for us in the flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.